Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just to recap the hadith that we did yesterday. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu ma qala marra alayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa nahnu nu'aliju khussan lana faqala ma hadha faqulna qad waha فنحن نصلحه فقال ما أرى الأمر إلا أعجل من ذلك رواه أبو داود. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by us whilst we were repairing a hut of ours. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he asked us that what is this? What are you doing? So we explained قد وها that this thing has become weak. In other words, the structure itself has become weak of this. And that was a place that they were staying in. It wasn't some holiday accommodation. It wasn't some investment property. It was their home that they were just fixing up and repairing the structure of it. So we told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are repairing it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I think that death may come more swiftly than this. Ulama explained what is meant by this. That more swiftly than this weak, dilapidated hut can collapse, more quicker than that death can come to you. In other words, it's a lesson for us that don't spend too much of time, effort and money on the house, on the home. These sort of things won't finish. Ulama explained that the finishes finish a person. In other words, the tiling must be like this, and the carpets must be like this, and the paintwork must be like this, and the curtains must be like this, and the exterior must be like this, and the swimming pool must be like this, and we must have a dream home. The dream will always remain a dream. It will remain a dream. Don't let that be the maqsad and the object of your life. Here these sahaba were repairing a hut that they were staying in that was breaking down. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them. It's actually a lesson for us. We look at our homes, it's almost like palaces compared to what they were staying in. And yet we spend so much of time, effort and energy. And we explained the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when it would rain, the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drip. The mat that he had also had holes in it. It makes sajda and then the water would come through the holes and mess the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this didn't deter him from performing his salah in the normal way. In other words, that mess, that mud also didn't deter him. My namaz will be done properly. For us, how much if there's little bit dirt, or if the clothes are going to get messed little bit, if you have to read namaz somewhere, we're so particular about how we read, where we read. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was more interested that his salah must be performed properly. No, not much attention was given to how the structure of the home, the paintwork and the roof and the leaks, these were not something that was given importance to. Yes, as we mentioned, if a person's house needs attention, there's no harm in repairing it, but this should not be the object of our life. The kuffar has made this the object of their life. Therefore, for them to have a house and home show every year and to market things that make you want to increase the quality of the house and want to increase the look of the house and the feel of the house and this type of lounge suites and this type of dining room tables and this type of frames and this type of lighting. This is something they have made the objective of life. So they're going to continue to market it and make it look glossy and make it look nice. A believer is one that we have to look at. Look at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the lives of sahaba and look at what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nasihat was to us. Should we get more involved in the dunya or we should rather be concentrating on our objective of life, which is akhirat, and this is what we should be doing. Today's hadith, and Ka'b ibn Iyad radiallahu anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah li kulli ummatin fitnatan wa fitnatu ummati al-mal. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Iyad radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, every nation has a trial. This word fitna means trial, it's test, examination. So every ummah has an examination, has a trial, has a test. And the test of my ummah is what? Al-mal, wealth. And we can see it today, especially if you look in the Muslim lands, look in the Arab worlds. What is flooding today? Flooding today is wealth. So this is a test. How are you going to use this wealth? Will this wealth take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will you be spending in the, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to the right, to the left, behind? Will this be spending on people, on helping to empower the poor, on using it for dini causes, or this will be just used to build more and more and more entertainment? Just look at the Mubarak lands today, around Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. We can see what this wealth is, what's happening with the wealth. It's nothing but more and more entertainment, more and more casinos, more and more cinemas, more and more haram entertainment that is coming there. Why? Because this is the test of, well, Allah Ta'ala save us, it can happen to us. We don't only look around us, we look within ourselves, that when wealth comes to us, how often we are looking for avenues where to spend it. To such an extent, one person came and he mentioned his story. He says that we tried every form of entertainment that you could get. Every holiday comes, we go. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with wealth, so we look at see what we can do. So we did under ocean, we went in the submarine, we went in the different type of zip liners, we went in the parachuting, we went in the glidings, we went to the different mountains and the different resorts of the world. He says, only thing we needed to do now was we hadn't jumped from the aircraft, I don't know what the thing is called, they jump from the aircraft and after a while the parachutes open up. He says, when we were going there, just before it was the time for us to jump from the aircraft, all of us are meeting each other and asking, crying and asking for maaf. Crying and we're asking each other for maaf because we don't know whether we're going to see each other again. So then he explains, then I realize the folly of this dunya, this folly of this world, that we look for entertainment in so many things. And now when we think we're at the peak of the entertainment where we're going to jump, that we all are crying instead of being excited. This is the folly of the dunya. In Jannah, that excitement will be excitement. There's no need to cry and ask each other for maaf. There's no need to cry and feel that